terrorists leave Somalia's capital. Famine response gears up a notch. All's not lost in Mexico's drug war, and a Bible translation team helps a people group in South Asia find its voice. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the number of Somalis arriving in northeastern Kenya continues to grow, with thousands more arriving each week. Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm says
the terrorist group that was in controlling Mogadishu, the capital city, was not allowing other aid agencies to come in and to help. But that group has now left the capital city, and we are hoping that as a result, some of the aid that is needed will be able to go into the country.
Their teams were invited by both governments to help.
We are sending in staff and volunteers who are working in these clinics and providing medical care to hundreds of people every day.
Although this region has been hostile to the gospel,
we do believe that God is developing and carrying out the work of his kingdom in this place, and this is a strategic moment for us to step forward and to be present there and to show the love of Christ in what we do.
A little help goes a long way to keeping people alive. There's more information at our website. Meanwhile, it's the final countdown for an orphanage in central Ethiopia. Yezalela Munich, an orphanage partnered with Bethany Christian Services, will be emptied after they finish processing their last two orphans. The going's been harder since we told you about Ethiopia's government cutting down on the number of reviewed adoption cases. Bethany's Sarah Reuter says
the process itself has slowed down a bit because of these additional layers that have been implemented.
Bethany's now helping the orphanage shift focus.
They had a few sort of group homes. How Bethany sort of sees that it's still institutional care in the sense that these kids don't have a family of their own. And so we've been working with them over the past 4 years to really refocus their efforts to community-based services.
In everything, they keep their mission gospel-focused.
It's very much centered on bringing honor and praise to God and really taking it seriously when he tells us it's our responsibility to care for orphans and widows.
Pray for a smooth transition. You're listening to Mission Network News. The drug wars in Mexico don't seem to be getting any better. Last week, a town's entire police force quit after attacks. Juarez, Mexico remains dangerously violent. Buckner International's Dexton Shores says although there's risk in certain areas, they're seeing glimmers of hope. Last week, the Buckner Foster Group home in Juarez put on a vacation Bible school.
63 people accepted Christ as Savior, and most of those that attended this year were actually teenagers, which to me says something about the desperation that's there, that teenagers are looking for hope.
Shores hopes this means the next generation won't be so violent, but will embrace Christ.
We feel like that the only hope for change to take place, for transformation to take place, is for them to be introduced to what it means to have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, after 100 years with a Christian presence, only 1% of the Walmi people in South Asia have turned to Christ. Most continue their animistic religion, suffocating their lives with fear. The Walmi, who are spread out across the continent, don't have scriptures in their mother tongue, though. The Sea Company's working tirelessly to change that. The translation team is scheduled to complete the New Testament soon. Pray it will penetrate the hearts of many. And communist persecution can stop missionaries, but not radio signals. Tibet has a history of political resistance to the gospel. Words of Hope helps put on the Gwaelan evening radio program, but they've come against limitations by the authorities and struggle with translation of their messages. Some words and ideas are hard to communicate in the Tibetan dialect. They're currently looking for a skilled translator to help advance God's word. To learn more, you can go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you want to go on a short-term mission trip, but it's too expensive, right? How about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Touch the World Trip contest, and you can go for free. If you've never been there before, you qualify. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or register immediately at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.